every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Arensa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
Well, it's finally at a stage now where the vendor banking society's mutual bank has now been called for to be put into liquidation by the courts. And at the same time, Malusi Gigaba resigned. It's obviously not two of the exact same issues here, but certainly two factors that we will be discussing over the next few minutes or so with Lumkile Mondi, senior economist and a lecturer at Wits University. Mr. Mondi, thank you so much for your time. The Prudential Authority head CEO, Kuben Naidu, saying, of course, that the court order gives them more power now to recover money from those that stole it or owe the bank. A good move, you reckon, for South Africa?
No, this is fantastic. This is, in fact, what the Prudential Authority should be doing in terms of ensuring that all the time depositors are taken care of. And you mustn't forget that this is also a very, very sad chapter in the history of the Republic, where then the vendor government, together with entrepreneurs, set out to ensure that the financial inclusion and access to financial architecture through VBS. So really, this liquidation of VBS is a sad chapter. And I think for the ANC, they should really be very embarrassed that in the 25 years, we're seeing what they are incapable of and what they're capable of. What they're capable of is the destruction of institutions. I think the VBS is the first one, and I think there's more that's going to be coming going forward, including the SAA and many others.
Yeah, so you believe, do you think this sets, you know, banking sort of backwards, particularly for mutual banking?
It sets it backward, but also in Schumpeterian sense, institutions, Mr. Kumete, they come up, and if they don't innovate, they get destroyed. So in this case, it's a huge opportunity for entrepreneurs to really, with this window that's been opened, to see the opportunity and bring in an offering which will be more faster, more innovative, and much better than VBS.
Yeah.
So it's an opportunity.
Well, former finance minister and also now former home affairs minister Malusi Gigaba also resigning yesterday. I'm sure it really doesn't matter at whose request it really was, but the fact that he is gone sort of does tell you that the cleanup continues in government.
Well, in fact, I don't think it's a cleanup. I mean, I remember that, the priority of President Ramaphosa is the unity of the ANC.
Mm.
I think in this case, because he lied under oath, as the Constitutional Court has showed, but secondly, the ongoing saga with firstly the public protector, but generally, he can't be trusted. You know, I think he had gone too far in terms of him really being given opportunity. The cleanup is never going to happen. Remember that the main constraint in South Africa is the priority for unity of the ANC, not the development of the country, not ensuring that there's inclusiveness in terms of access to communal opportunities, but the priority that the ANC and President Ramaphosa has set themselves is to unify themselves. So there's no discussion about poverty, about unemployment. The ANC comes first. The unity of the ANC comes first.
Yeah. From here on, what do you think happens to the likes of, the likes of Bathabile Dlamini, who are also estranged when it comes to ANC leadership, and perhaps other leaders who perhaps are a little bit, here and there?
Well, the only way to do anything really will be if they are exposed to legal processes. Anything else coming from the ANC or anyone else is going to be very, very difficult. I think we now know what ANC is about. So if South Africans don't know, perhaps they should think twice. We know what they're about. They're about themselves. They're about the self-interest of those that have been elected by them, and they've got no interest in the country. Arabile, in a country with 3.5% unemployment, with poverty levels so high, and growth so low, and yet there is no economic strategy it is really very disappointing. That should be the priority, not the priority of individuals who in fact are implicated in malfeasance. So really, this is what we have. And I think up until an election in 2019, if South Africans choose them again, they'll know what they're getting into. They're getting into the same old record that's been playing in the past in 5 years.
Lumkile Mondi, appreciate your time. Senior economist and lecturer at Wits University, appreciated their two sagas that indeed will continue to reverberate throughout South Africa's government and certainly throughout South Africa's banking industry. It's 7:20, your traffic.